For now, I want to talk about what happens to the soul when it leaves the body.
好，我们现在先来谈谈这个当魂离开了身体之后发生什么事。
I've just explained how when the soul does leave the body, it has to go into another kind of a body. It can't just float around in the atmosphere.
好，就是当我们死后，魂离开了身体，它绝对不是说这个魂就到处跑了，它还是会有个临时的一个身体。
I think outside of the Bible and outside of biblical thinking, people like to talk about ghosts, maybe where somebody's died and then their soul or their spirit is just floating around looking for another body.
在圣经之外，很多人会去讲说，当一个人死了以后，那个魂啊，到处飘来飘去啊的这种状态。
In English, we call those ghosts or maybe phantoms.
我们把它称之为鬼。
I think sometimes maybe when people are bowing down or worshipping their ancestors, I don't know what they have in their mind, but maybe they're thinking their ancestors just floating around until they can find a body or something. I really don't know, but you can believe anything. If you don't believe the Bible, you're going to make up stuff.
就说如果你不相信圣经的话，你可能会自己会想象很多事情，哈，就像很多人在跟祖先祭拜的时候，难道他们是在想什么呢？他们在想说，难道他们的祖先就像魂一样，这样就只有一个魂在那边飘来飘去吗？
And part of what confuses people as well is they often talk about souls and spirits all being the same thing, then they put the word together like a soul spirit.
而还有一些误解，就是把魂跟灵把它想成是同一件事情，所以就像我们中国人是讲了灵魂，好，明明是两个不同的东西，把它合在一起，称之为灵魂。
The Bible is very clear, actually, that there is a soul and there's a spirit, and there's different kinds of spirits.
看看仔细读圣经是很清楚的说，魂跟灵是不一样的。
Okay, for example, you have the Holy Spirit.
比如说我们有圣灵。
Okay, and then sometimes angels can be called spirits as well.
我们有的时候会把天使们把他们称呼为灵。
And then you have what's called a human spirit.
然后我们也称把人称之为人的灵。
And only believers have the human spirit. Only believers in Jesus Christ can have a human spirit.
好，相信耶稣基督的人才有人灵。
Okay, and this is one of the 40 absolutes actually that God gives you when you believe in Jesus Christ.
而当我们相信了耶稣，我们得到的40个礼物里面有一个就是人的灵。
How do we know this?
我们如何知道呢？
Because the word teaches us this.
因为圣经有教我们。
Okay, Hebrews 4:12.
希伯来书4:12.
You should know this verse. For the word of God is, and we say, alive and powerful.Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing apart of the soul and the spirit. And this is referring to the human spirit.
好，我们看希伯来书4:12说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、破开。
And there are other passages in the Bible we learn about the difference between the soul and the spirit.
还有其他的一些经句也都有讲到灵跟魂的差别。
And that the human spirit is only given to the believers, not the unbelievers.
而人灵是只给了信耶稣的人，没有给不信的人。
John 4:24 says, if you worship God, you must worship him in spirit, which means with a human spirit, and also the filling of the Holy Spirit, and in truth.
约翰福音第4:24说，我们对神的一个敬拜是要从我们人的灵来敬拜，同时有圣灵的带领。
Okay, because the word there is just, we have the word pneuma in Greek, it just means spirit,But we're talking about the human spirit in conjunction with the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道就是说我们人的灵要与圣灵充满，这两件事情要把它连贯起来。
You should know that already, actually, that the soul and the spirit are different.
反正我们应该都清楚了吧。灵跟魂是不一样的。
Okay, I've talked about this many times before, but the fact is the human soul, okay, we're talking about the soul now, the soul needs a place to go when the body dies.
好，所以呢，当人死了，当我们的身体死了，这个魂还是需要有个地方可以去的。
When the unbeliever dies, his soul goes into what we call a temporary or an interim body, and he goes down to torments.
人死了，那个魂会进到一个临时的身体。这种临时身体呢，对于不信主的人，他就是到了地下的一个类似地狱的空间。
The soul goes into a body which is going to suffer.
而这个魂与体到了地狱，他们就要受到折磨。
And the believer, for the believers in the church age, in fact, not just the church age, but even before the church age, even the Old Testament saints, so that's the believers before Jesus Christ, their soul went into an interim body.
而信徒呢，就相信耶稣基督的人，他们死后呢，一样那个魂会进到一个临时的这个身体。
For example, you talk about Abraham in paradise.
就像我们说的这样子，像在旧约时期的亚伯拉罕，他的这个身体也是一样在地下的一个乐园里。
There's an interesting story about Saul and the witch of Endor, King Saul in the time of David.
扫罗王的一个故事。
Now, when Saul was still king, the judge Samuel had already died.
好，当扫罗王还是当国王的时候，先知撒母耳已经死了。
Now, Saul had been chasing around after David and trying to kill David, and Saul was under a lot of discipline from God.
而那个时候扫罗王呢，到处在追杀大卫王。大卫还没有变成王，他到处追杀大卫的时候，他其实一直受到上帝的一些处罚，管教，很多管教。
And at one stage, he had to fight the Philistines, but he was very scared that he was going to lose the battle. So King Saul had to lead the army of Israel to the battle against the Philistines.
反正呢，那时候扫罗王呢，要面对他的一个敌军前。
So Saul went to this witch.
Yeah, 所以扫罗呢，就去了这个巫师前面。
Okay, let's go to 1 Samuel 28:1.
好，我们看撒母耳记第28章11节。
Okay, and Samuel says to the witch, bring me up Samuel. Samuel is dead and he wants Samuel to be brought up.
好，所以呢，其实扫罗王在那时候跑去找那个巫师，是说请帮我把撒母耳叫起来，而撒母耳已经死了。
And actually it was God, you know, Samuel's not going to do this and the witch can't do it. It has to be by the power of God that Samuel is brought up from the middle of the earth. He was in paradise and he's brought up to be face to face with Saul.
当然其实这个巫师是没有能力做这个事的哈，反而是上帝允许了，所以让撒母耳从这个地底的乐园起身上来跟扫罗王见面。
Okay, so it's a really interesting story. I don't want to get distracted by it, but we see that Samuel was in paradise and he was in a body.
好，所以我们不想多讲太多这一段有趣的故事，但是我们知道的就是撒母耳也在乐园里，而且他可以有一个所谓的临时的身体。
And he was really angry with Saul.
而他撒母耳是非常生气，对这个扫罗王非常生气。
Yeah, because he was Samuel, he's in paradise and beautiful environment down there, and he was really enjoying himself. Retirement, yeah.
因为撒母耳他已经在乐园里面很开心的像退休过的退休生活，居然还又被扫罗王叫出来。
And while Samuel was alive, Saul had rejected Bible classes. He wasn't going to Bible classes where Samuel was teaching.
而且扫罗王是没有好好去上撒母耳的一些课。
Samuel would have his Bible class, or he would try to teach Saul, and Saul wasn't interested.
对啊，因为这扫罗就不是个好学生嘛。当初撒母耳要教他的时候，他也没有好好学嘛。
Because Saul rejected doctrine, he'd become a loser.
因为扫罗拒绝了上帝的话语，所以他变成了一个失败者。
And that's why he's relying on witches, for example, to drag up dead people from paradise to give him an answer that he wants.
他反而得去找一个巫师来把撒母耳带上。人间来跟他见面。
Okay, but the point is that whether the Old Testament saints or whether they're the New Testament saints, and a saint means a believer, they're in interim bodies.
所以重点要讲的是呢，不管是旧约时代或新约时代的这些人，圣人去世了，或者是说我们这些信徒，他们去世了，他们真的魂是进到一个临时的身体里。
Now, after Jesus Christ had paid for the punishment of the sins of the world, the Old Testament saints who were in paradise were transferred to heaven.
当耶稣基督在十字架死去然后重新再复活升天的时候，所有的这些在旧约时代的这些圣人，这些信徒都跟着耶稣一起去天堂。
He led them into it like it was a procession from paradise up into heaven.
他们就是从地底的乐园升到我们的天上的天堂。But at that time, they still having their interim bodies.
Still in their interim bodies, that's right.
所以但是那些从地底下的这些圣徒跑去天堂跟着耶稣上去的时候，他们还是用他们的临时身体哦。
So here we see there's a trend here. The soul begins life in a physical body.
好，所以呢，我们要先分辨一下，第一种呢，是叫做我们这个人类的身体。
Okay, and then when the physical body dies, it can no longer sustain life, it can no longer sustain the soul, and so there has to be a separation.
好，当我们人类去世的时候，我们的人类的身体跟那个魂就是分开了。
But again, the soul isn't just going to float around in nothingness, so it goes into the interim body for believers and for unbelievers.
好，然后不论是信徒或非信徒，这些魂当人死去之后，魂呢是会进入一个新的临时性的身体。
And then eventually, what's going to happen is every interim body, because it's only a temporary body, at the right time, it will go into an eternal body.
那在一个正确的一个时间呢，这些所有的带着临时性身体的魂会转变。变成是一个永久的身体。
Okay, now I will spend some time explaining what exactly is the right time, but,
然后我们还要花一些时间呢去谈什么时候叫做正确的时间。
But first, what I want to point out is that at the moment an interim body goes into an eternal body, we can call that a resurrection. That's the resurrection.
而所谓临时身体变成转变成所谓永久的身体不死的身体呢那个就称之为复活就这个状态才叫复活
Okay, so you need to remember that. See, the resurrection doesn't occur at the time from the physical body to the interim body, but from the interim body to the eternal body.
好，所以我们要知道所谓的复活的概念是从临时身体转变成永久身体的时候所以我们要了解就是复活的概念跟上天堂这是两件事情那些旧约时代的圣人他们跟着耶稣上到天堂的时候他们还是用的是临时身体
Whether your soul is in a physical body or whether an interim body at the time of the end of your dispensation then you get changed into an eternal body and that's the resurrection Okay, so at the end of your age, you know, God has divided history into ages.
好，我们现在了解，就是在上帝有把我们的这个人类历史是分成一个一个时期的。
Now you'll have to be patient with us, and we need to be patient with you because now we're talking about another topic, which is actually related to this. But the dispensations is the age. That God has divided, and just to give you examples, we have the age of the Gentiles.
我们了解就是说上帝把我们的人类的历史分成很多很多个时期，好，包括了这个外邦人时期、以色列时期等等。
As far as the resurrections goes, we have what's called the Old Testament saints.
所以呢，我们要谈到这个，我们会讲到这个在旧约时代的这些信徒。
That goes all the way from the time of Adam up until the time when the church age began, actually. So the day of Pentecost.
好，所有的旧约时期是从亚当一直到教会时期要开始前，他们才结束。
Okay. But this is also divided into ages as well. So you have divisions of this according to God's plan.
根据上帝的计划呢，旧约时期还是被分成了好几个不同的阶段。
Now, the age of Israel started when the Jews came out of Egypt.
有关这个以色列的这个阶段哈，是从摩西带着以色列人、犹太人哈出了埃及开始，这称之为以色列阶段。
That was 1441 BC.
是西元前1441年。
And that began the age of Israel, and God gave the Mosaic Law to the people, for example.
反正这个就是由摩西带领的时期。
What actually happened eventually was the age of Israel was cut short by 7 years.
在以色列这个阶段呢，其实是每七年被又切成一个阶段。
There's a prophecy in the book of Daniel.
在这有一段先知的预言是在但以理书里面有特别讲到。
So the age of Israel is not yet finished.
所以这个以色列时期还没有结束。
The tribulation, the 7-year tribulation is part of the years, the 490 years, which were given to Israel at the time of Daniel.
在这个但以理书里面讲到的这个以色列时期是每七年一个阶段的，其实是到现在还没完呢，是刚是要等到将来的大灾难，有七年的大灾难完了，才会把这个以色列时期整个算是完毕。
Another name for the tribulation that you'll find in seminaries and books is called Daniel's 70th week.
所以其实灾难时期那七年呢，有一个另外一个说法，就是但以理的第七十个礼拜。
In the book of Daniel, there's a prophecy.
好，在但以理书里面有一个先知预言。
In the prophecy, 1 week is 7 years.
在这个预言里面呢，七年是一个礼拜。
Okay, I'm not making this up.
这、
okay.
这不是他自己讲的，是圣经写的。
Okay, you can find
it. 就七年就是一个礼拜。
Okay.
So there are 70 times 7.
Yes, 70 times 7 actually equals 490 years.
所以呢，七十个七年就是490年。
See, I didn't want to get into this, but the concept that Daniel's 70th week hasn't happened. So Israel still needs 7 more years to finish off their dispensation.
好，反正就是还差七年，以色列才会完成他的那个时间表，以色列时期的时间表。
Okay, so let's bow our heads, we can pray thanks.
我们一起低头祷告来感谢神。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message you've given to us today.
感谢天父给我们的时间，让我们能够学习你的这些讯息。
We pray that as we do put the information together, that we can understand clearly your plan.
我们祷告，希望你能够让我们的头脑能够清醒，非常的清楚的，能够了解你对我们的计划。
And we have a lot of information we're trying to bring together, so we pray for patience in doing that.
而且因为有这么多的讯息，所以我们祈求你能让我们有耐心，慢慢的学习。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是依着主耶稣基督之圣名。
Amen.
Amen.